Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. I know we've got some showers that are going to be passing through here in Hanover. It's certainly clouded over. We're just waiting, but nothing of any tremendous significance. That's what I'm seeing. All right, a little sprinkle here and there. We'll all be good. I made a point as I was traveling to Israel last week. I said, you know, I've got an 11-hour flight. That's a long time in the air. And I don't care how comfy you are. You got to have something to do. And breaking the law was what kept me company. Alex Marlowe's latest book, his latest must read, is nothing short of brilliant, but it's also terrifying on a couple of different levels. And I am so thrilled that Alex Marlowe, the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News, making time for us today, talk a little bit about it. Alex, thank you so much for joining us.
Jeff, it's really kind words. I appreciate the introduction. And I'll tell you that when you write these things, and I know you know this because it's the exact same thing as a broadcaster, that sort of the dream is just to be someone's companion, either in the car or on a trip or at night when you go to bed and you're reading a little bit. It's really nice. So thank you for that. That's very, very personal to me.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I was so touched by the book and angered by so many parts of it.
Yeah.
And that's the part of it. Look, I don't want to tell your story. I want you to jump in. Number one, what is it that inspires you? You're the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News. Every single day, you've got 30 different stories that you have to share with people. Somehow you get the time and the inclination to do this book. So what is it that finally said to you, Alex, this must be written?
Yeah, this is what I try to do. I try to identify what are the biggest threats to the Republic that I feel like I might be seeing before others. I'm trying to look over the next hill and see who's coming over. And what's the threat? And this is where I got this from Andrew Breitbart directly, who I was the first employee of Breitbart News. And Andrew was best known for the phrase, culture's upstream of politics, meaning that it really was the media and the entertainment industry that was guiding our politics, not the other way around. And we all agree with that now. We all think, oh, yeah, of course, that's what was happening. After watching Obama, like we thought, yeah, why how'd this guy get here? Oh, yeah, it was Hollywood. Hollywood installed him. But when Andrew was saying it, it was completely revolutionary. No one knew. And so luckily, we've pushed hard against the establishment media, against the entertainment world, a lot of these cultural institutions that really were the bad guys during the first portion of the century in this country. But the left has stood up some new challenges for us. One of them, for example, is the wokeification of corporate boardrooms has been sort of a menace. But the one that no one's really tackled in book form or with a real thesis is the loftier superstructure. We all know it's all around us. We all know it's part of the reason why some of our streets are becoming more chaotic. We all saw the harassment of Donald Trump. We all saw the harassment of the J6 prisoners. But no one's really said, well, what's really going on here? Who's funding this? What are they doing? What are their intentions? And is this really as bad as I think? Well, unfortunately, it's worse. This is the threat to MAGA at this time. And I think I was able to break it down in the book so that anyone can understand it.
Let's talk about this vision most of us have, the the statues, the displays, Lady Liberty, always blindfolded, and you know, and the scales, and it's just all straightforward and direct, and we don't ever put our finger on the scale and the rest of it. The reality is, we've looked at the left, and you have pointed this out. They didn't have their thumb on the scale, man. They're jumping up and down on one side of the scale.
Precisely. And this is something that, of course, in retrospect, once you think of it, you think, yeah, of course that's what they're doing, if you know the left. And what I've come to understand growing up in Los Angeles, going to UC Berkeley, is that the left, the way they behave, is they regard political power above everything else, above God, above family, above vocation. Their number one thing is achieving political power, maintaining political power. And if you accept that premise, then it makes perfect sense that when they were able to, over many decades, to co-opt part of the legal apparatus, the legal structure of this country, and to turn it into a political branch so they could enact their politics, then that's, of course, what they were going to do. And the evidence is crystal clear, to the point where in half of these major Trump cases that I go through, and I go through all six of the big cases against Trump in a way that I think is pretty clear to the audience, that you'll be able to understand all of them, all the nuances. But in over half the cases, the main actors against Trump campaign for office on the promise of getting Trump, which is illegal in our Constitution under equal protection under the law and due process. You're not allowed, because of the due process clause, to do that. And yet this happened, and we all acted like it was okay. It's not okay. And we accepted it and tolerated it, and that's not fair.
Alex Marlowe is joining us, the editor-in-chief at Breitbart, my first read each and every morning. Just reporting some facts here, Alex.
Thank you.
Which one of those cases do you think is the most egregious? This is like the opposite of which is your favorite kid. Which kid do you think the most? Which is the ugliest child in the group?
Oh, boy. And I got four kids, and they're all different. So it's really, I grapple with this from time to time. Yeah. It's so interesting because the most offensive case, I would say, was the two Jack Smith cases, just because Jack Smith, the special counsel appointed by Biden's highly politicized Department of Justice, was unconstitutional. It was an unconstitutional position, and that was the one with the highest stakes. And they had a guy who should not have had that job. That was not a real job. And he got to operate for 18 months, harassing Trump, leaking to the press, going through Melania Trump's underwear drawer. I would say, overall, it's really hard to top that. Yet, somehow, as an individual, Letitia James, who brought this case about Trump falsifying the values of his properties, which he had not done. There were no victims of this crime. No one sought a penny from Trump. And yet she brought essentially a criminal trial in a civil court. And she did it while smiling and gloating in the press and not being subtle at all, not being classy at all. She is the most offensive individual. So I guess in terms of cases, Jack Smith, in terms of individuals, Tish James. But the most absurd case, that was the E. Jean Carroll one. That was the woman who claimed that Trump may or may not have raped her in a department store all these decades ago. And she kept it a secret, and she had no witnesses, and she wouldn't turn over key pieces of evidence. And she's the woman who has a cat named Vagina. Is literally, that's how nuts she is.
Yeah.
That chapter is my most fun to write because it's so ridiculous when you lay out all the facts end to end. So I know that's really not fair. I gave you three answers, but there they are.
Well, no, they're great answers. The E. Jean Carroll one is so twisted, Alex. I mean, this, in any other time in our history, this is a woman that everybody would go to each other, you know, she's just not quite right. So, you know, be nice to her, but keep moving.
Yes. No, I thought this because you get to know your subjects, and it's funny because I wrote a book about Joe Biden. It was really interesting to go through all of his family members, and you get to know them as well.
Yeah.
And even though you don't like them, that you start seeing the nuance if you spend enough time.
Right.
And this is exactly what happened to me with E. Jean Carroll, because she has a polka dot car. She has a house that she calls the Mouse House. She displays art on a property that's trash hung from strings. She has a cat named Tits. I also learned she's a dog. I'm sorry, she's a cat named Vagina. She's a dog named Tits, which I learned during the course of my research. And no one knew that. I'm unearthing that to the world in this. It's just she's sad in a way.
Yes.
She should be kept out of the public eye. Yep. But George Conway, Kellyanne Conway's obnoxious ex-husband, said, no, you should actually sue Trump for this alleged encounter that took place decades ago. And Reid Hoffman, who made all this money from LinkedIn, who is on Biden's Pentagon Defense Board and a regular Biden White House visitor, funded it so that she could try to harass Trump with it. And she should really be, you know, in private, living out the rest of her life alone, to be honest with you.
Alex, with the things that you uncovered, the things that are covered in that chapter, and one or two things that I saw on my own, I really thought this is a woman who needs professional help, perhaps some sort of medication. I didn't even want to be angry. As big a supporter as I am of President Trump, and I just think he's doing such amazing work for this nation. Even with that, I felt sorry for her. I never once felt sorry for Letitia James or the district attorney in Manhattan, Mr. Bragg. I thought these were two of the sleaziest political bottom-feeding slugs I had ever seen in my life. Not just bad public officials, but bad human beings.
It's really interesting to go through this because a lot of people you feel like are misguided. A lot of people who feel like are weak people who are manipulated, like Merrick Garland, who's a big villain in the book, but he's more of a Pontius Pilate type. Like he wasn't a mastermind. He was just too weak to stop any of the bad stuff going on around him. Right. But you get people like Letitia James, who is every bit the evil person that you would in your worst fantasies. Every single detail of the dozens and dozens of details about her life, her pursuits, her endeavors, her willingness to break the law, that's the pun in the title of the book, to get Donald Trump, all of it should repulse you. And that's when it's an important example because I don't know who could defend her behavior of all the people. I could see people defending some of the other characters in the book, but not her. And that's why I think the investigations needed to start with her. And lo and behold, the first investigation since the book came out is going to be into her.
The book is called Breaking the Law, Exposing the Weaponization of America's Legal System Against Donald Trump. Alex Marlowe joining us. It's another must-read from Alex. Alex is the editor-in-chief over at Breitbart, Breitbart.com. Alex, let me ask you about you and me and Joel Pollack and my producer, Jeremy. We're just regular people, right? You're doing well, but you're not a billionaire with unlimited funds. And the Vince McMahon used to call it the testicular fortitude to just stand back and fight against everything, right? Trump is saying, okay, you coming at me, I'm coming back at you. I don't have that kind of money. I mean, you and I could be buried in a second with this, couldn't we?
Yeah, you're getting it. And this is why the book was important to write, is because part of the audience I'm trying to reach are the people who think we won. We beat lawfare because Trump survived. No, Trump survived because Trump has rhinoceros skin, and he's a unique ability to take a punch. Trump also is incredibly well-funded. And he was able to get the best people. He's able to be very diligent from it. And because of the commanding nature of his personality, he's able to win the election from a courthouse. But that doesn't mean there's been any justice, there's been any accountability, or there's one human being on the planet who could have endured the persecution that he went through and survived it, maybe on a literal sense, certainly not financially or politically, of course. It would have wiped out any other president in history, both financially and politically, to have gone through what Trump went through. But because he survived it, that means we need to be more dogged. We need to be more focused, more investigations, because the next time we might not have Trump in there, and they're not just coming after him. As Trump says, they're coming after you. And I give example after example of other people getting debanked, deplatformed, legally harassed, thrown in jail, who shouldn't have been because of the politicization of our justice system.
What do you think is next? I mean, President Trump obviously has some pretty good people at DOJ. He's taking the steps, I think, that need to be taken. He's within a matter of months, essentially solved the border issues. But everything that's still coming at President Trump, we know, is coming through the court system. These lower-level judges who... I don't know. I'm not an attorney, but I'm looking and I'm thinking, gosh, there's got to be some canon of judicial ethics where you say, I'm not a politician, but they don't seem to care.
Yeah, they don't care, and that's part of the issue. So let me give you the answer to your question. For the elected leaders, what has to be next has to be investigations, has to be perp ops, has to be handcuffs, and that needs to be the pursuit. Is that we're going to get to the bottom of it? Who are the bad guys? What laws do they break? We knew they broke a lot, and then hold them to account for breaking those laws. It's got to be number one. If you're not an elected leader, though, what has to happen next is renewed civic engagement, renewed focus, a willingness to get your hands dirty, to get involved yourself, to be able to make sure people are registered, make sure people in your life who might not vote in off-year elections are prepared to vote. Make sure that we are trying to win every single election, because a lot of these problems occur simply because there's too many liberals on the bench. Mm-hmm. How do the liberals get on the bench? They got on the bench either by being elected in certain areas, or they got on the bench because they were appointed by other people who were elected. That's how you get there. So really the only surefire way to win long-term is to win every time. And so we can't space out. We can't be dissatisfied. We have to be dogged in our pursuit of winning every election, which is what the left is doing right now. They're getting prepared to win, to beat us, and then to make all those horrible appointments that are going to lead to this political harassment that we endured.
Alex, right here in Virginia, we have the Democrat who is running for Attorney General. His entire campaign, and I mean every single solitary part of it, his entire campaign is, we're going to go after Trump. And you shared earlier that in and of itself is not legal. So,
yeah.
So do I have any recourse as a proud Virginian? Can I do something to say, hey, this is illegal?
Yeah, there's two things. So it feels like this is something that the attorneys should be looking into, and people who are politically minded attorneys who are should be looking at this from a constitutional perspective. It seems to me pretty clear cut. This is unconstitutional. I think that noted constitutional scholars in my life, the Mark Levins of the world, I think they would agree with me. And so this is where you do investigate and you do try to present real consequences. But as voters, if you don't get the consequences and we're all accustomed to not getting them, then we need to be able to make the case to the rest of our citizens around us, that in our communities, that this is not, we can't tolerate this, that we cannot have a politicized justice system if we want to have a democracy. It's anti-democratic. If we want to have a republic, it's anti-republican to have a system where there is a executive branch that is the bench.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That is legislating from there. We can't accept that.
Alex, let me talk quickly. And again, I am so grateful to you for making some time for us. This is such an important book. I want folks to get it, but I want them to get it from the right place in the right way. Is it Amazon? Is it somewhere else?
No, anything that's not pirated, I'm all good with. No, it's great. No, I'm fine with Amazon just because it's the easiest, and I just want people to get it. I perform the audiobook. I love ebooks, so this book is my best performing ebook thus far that I've seen, so that's fine too. But Amazon's very easy. Barnes & Noble is fine if that's your thing. It's always fun to go to a bookstore, but it should be in all the major retailers. Books a Million, if you don't like them, that's fine. That's
okay.
Don't count on finding it at your local independent bookstore. That's one of they're sort of hostile to some of the stuff I read about, but anywhere is good.
All right. Well, then we're gonna put the link up. I'm sure you won't mind. We're gonna add it to the Jeff Katz Book Club on my website and just make it as easy as possible to get a copy of it. It is required reading. It's amazing to me, Alex, that I would say everything that you've written is a must read, and that is. That's coming from the bottom of my heart as somebody who's written one or two things in his time. To have everything that you really have put pen to paper or finger to keyboard or whatever the writing technique is, they are must reads. And this is truly, in the big picture writ large, this is about preserving this republic.
That's the goal, and I want people excited about a couple of things. There will be additional investigations. They will bear fruit, and I want you to be able to – the book is a primer, so you can understand them and enjoy them. If you feel like you've been confused with the lawfare so far, you'll understand it. But it also is a call to arms, call to action for people to have more civic engagement, to demand more from their elected leaders, because we are really on the brink here of having a way for the left, without having to win elections, to subvert our democracy. They attempted it in 2024, and we dodged that bullet, figuratively and literally in some cases.
Yep.
And we've got to move ahead in a positive way, and now is the time to get deeply focused because we've got the power to make some change.
No doubt. Alex, thank you, my friend, for being here. I want to get you back as your schedule allows, talk more about this and see how these cases are developing and where we go from here.
Wonderful, Jeff. Thank you for all the kind words and all the support, and it means a lot. I work hard on these things, and it's nice to have your endorsement.
You betcha, sir. That is Alex Marlow. He is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart. And if you're not starting your day over at Breitbart.com, let me strongly urge you to change whatever your routine is. And if you have not yet read Alex's latest book, Breaking the Law, then you need to do that. Just go to Amazon and get a copy of it. It is an absolute must read. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.